We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The snow and the ice and whatever the heck else was falling at MetLife Stadium did not stop the Green Bay Packer offense.
No.
It did not stop the Giants' inability to not allow huge plays, which they continue to do. I mean, that is the hallmark of this Giant defense. You know, when you think of the great defenses in the 80s, you think of one thing. When you think of the defense of 2019, here's what I think of. A wide receiver, wide open, with nobody within 50 feet of him. In yesterday's case, Lazard.
Right.
I think it was the second play of the game.
Yep.
Ran right past.
I think it was our buddy, Mr. Bethea, that got burned on that one.
I think it was right past Antoine Bethea.
Yep.
And by the way, if the coverage was Bethea one-on-one, that's a problem. Because at this point, Bethea's not going to be able to cover him one-on-one.
No.
That's a little bit of an issue. But that's the calling card of this football team. And it continued. And even though early on, this offense was able to kind of keep it close. They were able to march down the field. You know, Daniel Jones had a couple of big third down conversions. Saquon Barkley actually looked pretty good running the football, at least compared to what he looked before. Sterling Shepard catches a touchdown pass. I don't think a lot of us thought we would see Sterling Shepard again. They kept this game close. I mean, this was a game in the middle part of the third
17-13.
Yeah, it was 17-13. Aldrick Rosas remembered how to kick. All of a sudden, he's a Pro Bowler again.
They got a new long snapper now.
Yes.
Diasi's out.
Diasi's gone. Who knows if we'll see him again.
Yep.
And then after they made it 17-13, here we go. Pass interference on Sam Beal. A big fourth down conversion in which Golden got close to getting Aaron Rodgers, but close doesn't count. And then what do they do on third and goal from the 17 after they did the defense actually look good? They pushed back Aaron Jones for a three-yard loss. There's a holding penalty. They went from first and goal at the 1 to third and goal from the 17. Wow, look at this Giant defense. What happens? They give up a touchdown to Devontae Adams, and it was the Giants at 12 men on the field. So they said, hey, we're going to put 15 guys on the field. We're still not going to be able to stop them.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you can't make that up. Their defense is so bad, Joe. Let's put extra guys on the field. That ain't going to work.
And now you got Jenkins is complaining now. You know, they don't move me. He should be covering Devontae Adams the whole game. He's complaining. How about the line by Shurmur about the three interceptions by Jones yesterday?
Yes. Oh, this was great.
That he didn't fumble. There were passes. He didn't fumble.
Listen,
that was the explanation?
Listen, here's a bottom line. Okay, Daniel Jones was not great in this game.
No.
Okay, no one is dumping Daniel Jones in the trash can.
No, definitely not.
But those were bad interceptions. The first one he threw to Kevin King was a bad interception. This wasn't good, Coach. And to rationalize it by,
fumbles.
Hey, listen, he didn't fumble. That's progress. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, this is pathetic. This is pathetic. And the defensive breakdowns we see on a weekly basis, and don't remind me how young they are. We get it. They're young. We get it. They're very, very young. Now you got Julian Love playing, who, by the way, looks like a competent NFL player. Why'd it take him so long to play? I mean, Love actually looks competent. And as far as Jenkins' critiques, this is a really, really bad sign for James Betcher and Pat Shurmur. That now you're going to start to hear the bickering.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't you? They're 2-10.
Yeah. No. 8 straight losses, bro. I mean, come on.
And I
believe if they lose next week, it will tie their all-time longest losing streak from 1976.
Yeah, that is correct. That is correct. So
there you
think
go.
About the historic nature of this NFL season in this town. We touched on what the Jets were able to accomplish. The Giants, even though they're playing an Eagle team, that's a mess. We'll get to them later.
Oh, my God.
They're on the verge of making history. And I think when you think about yesterday's game, you got to think about the defense and how putrid it is. And just because you're young, and they are young, no one's denying that they're not young, but you need to see some semblance of progress. And when you've got Janoris Jenkins questioning the James Betcher system and really questioning the idea of, hey, I'm a pretty good cornerback. I'm not going to call him elite. I don't think he's an elite cornerback.
No, but he's the best corner they have.
By far.
Right.
I get why Janoris Jenkins says, hey, I want the challenge, man.
Right.
Put me next to everybody's number one receiver.
Right.
Let me follow that guy the way Darrelle Revis used to follow a guy. Instead, we saw last week Corey Ballantyne get picked on constantly. The only reason Corey Ballantyne didn't get picked on this time is because he had to leave the game with an injury. That's the only reason he wasn't picked on this time. Just really, really, really pathetic. And then you throw in the fact, as you pointed out, Joe, the place was packed with Packer fans.
All Packer fans yesterday.
Who were making a lot of noise.
Yep.
It's just bad. They are, at this moment, 13 weeks into the NFL season, your reigning and defending worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, I would agree with you. 100%. 100% the way I agree with that. And I just don't see any way Mara's keeping this guy. I just don't see it. I don't think Shurmur has a you-know-watch chance in hell of coming back.
Well, he's...
I don't see it.
Shurmur says a lot of things that are true, right? So, for example, one thing that he said yesterday that's true is that you got to win football games.
Of course.
Yes, you're right, Coach. You have to win some football games. I don't know. Even when you are playing teams that you think you're better than, that we think that they have a chance to beat, I don't know if those wins that he so desperately needs, I don't know if they're coming.
Well,
I don't know if they're coming in
Philadelphia.
Are they
really beating the Redskins and the Dolphins right now?
Why would you think that?
Why? I mean, right now, both of those teams are better than the Giants are. And really, the Eagles, you're going to beat the Eagles? I know the Eagles are a disaster right now, but you're going to beat the Eagles? I don't see it.
When I think of the Miami Dolphins 2 weeks from now at MetLife Stadium, you know what I see? I see wide-open receivers like Mike Gesicki, wide open.
Yeah, you see Ryan Fitzpatrick lighting them up.
That's what I see.
So they play back-to-back weeks there. Because they played the Jets there and then the Giants back-to-back at the Meadowlands.
Yeah, that worked out well for Buffalo.
It did. Maybe it's going to be the same for them.
I mean, why
would I be surprised?
Right now, what would you bet on?
Right.
But, yeah, was the quarterback great yesterday? No. And that was quite a learning experience for Daniel Jones having to play in that kind of weather. I mean, it was a mess out there. It was kind of fun to watch for the first 5 minutes.
Well,
I like that.
How about what they did on the TV where they superimposed the lines on television. And
right.
It wasn't even like they were doing it on the field.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, one negative thing about watching a snow game is sometimes you lose your balance of where you are on the field.
That was very good what they did there.
So they did a good job, and the crew at MetLife Stadium did a good job because they were shoveling constantly. They were trying to shovel a lot to try to keep the field clean. But it was bizarre because I see the snow falling, and my first reaction is, this is cool. You know, who doesn't like football in the snow? Unless you're a Giant fan getting absolutely, hammered by the Green Bay Packers the last quarter and a half of this game. I look out my own window. I don't live that far away from MetLife Stadium, and I did not see that.
It was weird by me. It was snowing for a while, then it was raining, then it stopped. And I was expecting to get up this morning and see all this snow. Now, they're saying what I heard later is I'm hearing anywhere from 5 to 10 inches, I guess, depending where you are.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm expecting it by me. I mean, where I am.
Yep. But we got ourselves a little winter wonderland yesterday. It was not a great performance by Daniel Jones. The two of the interceptions, in my opinion, were brutal. I thought Saquon Barkley was better. I mean, that's a positive if you're looking for any. But the overreaching thing that comes out of this is that their defense is putrid. And just continuing to say they're young, is not an excuse. You need to see them get better. And now what you're seeing with Janoris Jenkins' comment, we'll see if there's any more comments from players in that locker room, is guys are starting to get fed up, mainly because they're 2-10. They're awful. So it's not a surprise that it happened, but if more guys start to criticize the coaching staff, whether it's just James Betcher or maybe it's Pat Shurmur too, that would really be his end because that turned out to be the end of Ben McAdoo. Once you start to lose that locker room, there's nothing you could do. And I think the only positive that Shurmur had, because certainly his record is not a positive. His record is awful. I mean, it's historically bad in the history of this franchise. Historically bad. Is that he wasn't and hadn't lost the locker room.
Mm.
And we'll see if this is just a first sign of things to come. But the beat rolls on for the New York Football Giants, who right now are in the midst of one of their worst stretches of football we have ever seen. I mean, this is rivaling the 1970s. This
it
is
really
rivaling,
is.
Yep. The come please save us NFL era of New York Giant football.
Flying the plane. I could see the plane now flying over the Meadowlands in 1978.
But you know what the difference is between 1978 and 2019? I don't think anybody's coming to save you.
No. Pete Rozelle's not going to step in and say, here's George Young to be a great GM for you. I don't see that.
I don't think it's coming.
No.
Nope. But when you go back to that wild card game loss to the Green Bay Packers, to that same team, they lose that game. They go 3-13 in the McAdoo Spagnuolo era. They go 5-11 this year. They're 2-10. And there's no reason to believe they're going to win more than three games, maybe four at best. So you're looking right now at 10 wins and 35 losses in their last 45 games.
Wow.
That's the New York football Giants.
Unbelievable. No, it's unbelievable. It really is.
And as bad as things were in the late 70s, I mean, maybe there was one stretch that can rival this. Let's see. 73, 2-11-1, 74, 2-12, 75, 5-9, 76, 3-11. It's close. I'll tell you that.
No,
it's,
of course.
It's a run for their money.
Yep.
But that's where we are with the state of this franchise. And, yeah, they're the worst team in football. But I do have good news. Remember how I said good news for the Jets, they're not the worst? I have good news for the Giants. If you continue to lose, and let's say
Chase Young,
you may get the number one overall pick.
Yep, yep. By the way, of all the things with Michigan the other day, Michigan actually did a good job on Chase Young.
No, they did.
No, he was a non-factor in the game.
You're right about that.
He still put 56 on him.
But, yes.
You know.
But right now, I was looking at the tiebreaker at tankathon.com. The Giants would have the tiebreaker on Cincinnati based on strength of opponent. So if the losing continues, you may get that reward of the number one overall pick. And even if you don't, if you're picking number two, they are certainly in line to take Chase Young. Or, and I'm not certain a lot of Giant fans would love this, the other idea is to just trade back and get a ton of picks.
Could do that.
Which is always appealing and is always an option. But right now, it's a sad state of affairs. And I just don't know what the argument is from Shermer. Or even the argument from Giant fans. I don't think they exist right now who are defending
this. Is there anybody that wants them back? What Giant fan is that?
I don't know if there's anybody. I'm sure you could find like the random.
Wasn't Jim O'Brien who works here? Didn't somebody say he wants Shermer back?
No. He was the one who wanted Jason Garrett.
Oh yes.
We were saying the other day, there is no Giant fan that wants Jason Garrett.
That's right. O'Brien's the guy, right?
I think it's tougher to find someone that wants to give Shermer another year.
Yeah, well, Jason Garrett's doing a hell of a job here in Dallas.
Oh, Marv, yeah. They look great on Thanksgiving, Joe.
Oh, my God.
They really bounced back.
Talk about not showing up.
Oh, my God.
By the way, speaking of that game, how sick were you? If I was on Twitter, I would have been tweeting this all day.
What's that?
Two words for you. Ed Oliver.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
See what he's done recently?
No.
I think he's got 5 sacks in the last 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks.
See what Quinnen Williams is doing?
Yeah, I haven't actually. That's the problem. The problem is no.
Ed Oliver.
We have not.
Ed Oliver is wrecking the game. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my God.
Ed Oliver.
We could have had this guy.
Sure. Well, we didn't want him, though, in fairness.
But it just tells you, what do we know?
None of us know
anything. Because I didn't want him doesn't mean nothing.
Ed Oliver. Until
these guys are supposed to be smarter than we are, aren't
supposed
they?
To be, yes.
I mean, Adam Gase,
right?
Who's smarter than him?
Ed Oliver had one sack so far this season until 3 weeks ago. He had a sack against Miami, had a sack against Denver, he had two more against Dallas. So he's had four his 5 sacks over the last 3 weeks.
He's got
so
he's 5 sacks, along. And I think Quinnen Williams has 5 tackles. Most of them assisted,
right? Oh boy,
what a disaster.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.